Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. Good morning. Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services. Their phone number is 258-3688, area code 320, of course. And online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. Niles, it's always great to see you.
Yeah, great to be seen and great to see you.
June, no workshops.
Correct.
July, no workshops.
Correct.
Office is wide open for business.
We are wide open. Staff is, of course, taking turns taking vacations, which is good. Well, good thing.
Yeah.
Helene, I'll be gone for a couple weeks here shortly.
Okay.
Going to Glacier National Park. Ever been there?
Long time ago. I think I was 10 years old.
So the mountains were taller back then when you were there?
No, I was just shorter. Yeah.
So we've never been to that part of Montana.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to it. The Glacier, I went on their YouTuber channel the other day, and they've still got 8 feet of snow on that one road.
Isn't that crazy?
And they're still pushing snow off of it, and it's not going to be open until middle of July.
Sun Valley, maybe?
No. Road to the Sun or something like that.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong, but it's still full of snow.
Talking to Kat last night, and she had some family members that had rented a car. They were out there doing some vacation stuff, and they heard this funny noise, and they were wondering if ice in the cooler was shifting. So they asked the person in the back seat, "Hey, what's going on back there? It sounds kind of funny." They had experienced a noise while they were driving, but looked around in the mirrors, didn't hear anything. It was like they ran over something,
yep.
Right? A rock had fallen from the mountain, landed on their glass sunroof, had broken the glass sunroof, but the sliding panel inside was closed, and that's what was shifting around.
Ugh.
Isn't that the strangest thing?
Yeah, I've been reading, mm-hmm. on the trip we're taking. They said do watch for rocks.
Yeah, falling rocks, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of people sitting on benches and just being killed.
We didn't tell the wife that one.
You know, you got to think, if you're sitting in a bench in the middle of nowhere and a rock falls off a mountain, it's probably your time.
Yeah. So I'll fill everybody in on our vacation coming up here when we get back.
Excellent.
We had an event here this last Friday at our office in the West parking lot. We had Wacosa bring out some shredding dumpsters.
Yep.
We had an ice cream truck. What's the Scoop from Buffalo came up.
Nice.
It was fun.
Yeah.
We filled up the dumpsters that Wacosa brought within the hour. So lucky I had my pickup there. So my pickup, which has a topper on it, was plump full too.
Yeah.
So then Grace and Niles Jr.'s his son, we actually had him stand in the dumpsters and squish them all down some more. So it's always fun just to see people when you're shorts and a T-shirt and an ice cream cone in your hand, just to visit with people. So that was fun. So everybody came out to it. We'll do it again next year, of course, but it was fun. So we're going to talk about today, if we get through all of these, four things you know about your aging parents. So when I go through that, I want you not only think of your aging parents, but think of yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're all aging here, obviously. How to overcome identity loss in retirement, which is bigger than what people think. Retire early from adventure. Retire early for adventure, I should be saying. Travel and volunteer. And this last one, why older adults' best investment must just be a puppy. We have a new puppy coming, did I tell you that?
Yes.
Yes, she's being born.
Is this number three then?
Yes, the pack. So it's written from a lady in Albany.
Uh-huh.
She raises Morkies.
Morkies.
Combination of Maltese and a Yorkshire Terrier.
Those Yorkies are great dogs.
Yeah, and we had a Yorkie that passed away right before Christmas. So anyhow, Mindy is going to be her name.
Okay.
Is going to be born June 23rd, 24th, thereabouts. And
golly.
So now we all have three. We'll have my hunting dog, about 50 pounds. We'll have Nellie, about 15.
Yeah.
And we'll have this one, about 7, 8 pounds.
Little fluff ball.
Yeah, she'll fit in my pocket. So anyway, we'll talk about the puppies or dogs.
Oh, and I'm sure Niles, when you see Niles, he will tell you, this is for Helene. This is not for me.
It's Helene's therapy. No, I play with our dogs all constantly.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about four things you need to know about your aging parents. And again, think of yourself as we go through this too.
Yep.
Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Thank you, Niles.
Bob, on Sunday, and all the fathers out there.
Right back at you.
Happy Father's Day. Thank you. And obviously, our dads have been gone for quite some time now.
Yep.
But my Uncle Melford, who was very, very close to my dad's youngest brother, probably closer to Melford than was my dad, actually.
Yep.
Heading down to see him tomorrow and down to Lakefield, where my wife and I are from.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the nurse home with advanced dementia,
mm-hmm.
and the clock is ticking very rapidly for him.
Sure.
So I'm going to stop there, go to spend some time with him tomorrow. I don't know if he knows I'm there. I don't know if he knows who I am. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that he does know. Melford and I did a lot of duck hunting together, a lot of deer hunting, pheasant.
Really?
I'm taking my duck call along.
Nice.
Now I was going to close the door in his room and just give it a couple of quacks and see if that perks him up at all.
Yep.
I hope it does. So again, estate planning is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to check out someday.
Yep.
A lot of us are going to have some major health issues prior to passing on, probably the vast majority of us. So we need to plan for all these things.
Correct.
So there was a study done by the Will Survey back in just here recently that only 32% of Americans have an estate plan in place. Okay? You shouldn't wait for your parents or yourself to encounter a major health event or diminished capacity.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to any estate planning attorney, you talk to any financial planner such as myself, have you ever been called by somebody who's now in the hospital or in the nursing home that they now want to get their legal affairs in order? Quite often.
I bet.
Okay. So you talk to some, you talk to Bob and Mary, and we'll get to it. Yeah, we'll get to it. And all of a sudden the big stroke happens or a car accident or whatever.
Right.
Now, how can we get that stuff done?
You know what, Niles? There was just a story in the news, I think it was Monday, Sheila E., who is a Prince drummer person, good personal confidant, good personal friend, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
She was turned away from Prince's estate the other day because she wanted to come in and do anyway, blah, blah, blah. But again, they talked about the fact that Prince did not have a will.
Correct.
So when he died unexpectedly, everything went to his family and there was infighting and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
They ended up selling it all. And I mean, of all the people in the world, but what a great example. You need a will. It doesn't matter if you're rich, poor, or somewhere in between.
And just think how much money was wasted in attorney's bills.
Boy.
Probably Prince's case, could I say millions?
Oh, they saw that gravy train coming.
Yep.
You bet.
And do you think they drag things on?
I do.
Yep, I think they do. So again, an estate, I'll take an example of my family. My dad was convinced that he was not going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when you talk to my dad, or I tried to talk to my dad, or my brothers tried to talk to him, my mom, other people, you need to get an estate plan. If I brought that up or when I brought up, he wouldn't talk to me for 6 months afterwards. And that's not an exaggeration. Okay. So when my dad died, there was absolutely nothing in place. Zero. Okay. It was I can't say the word I want to say, but
it was a cluster.
It was a cluster.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it took 2.5 years for the attorney back in Jackson, Minnesota to finally get around to get everything done. And it took a call from me being kind of a very strict phone call with
a hard case.
Yeah, it said, you get this done now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My mom, this was going back 20 some odd years ago.
Yeah.
Mom's bill was $15,000.
Do you think they drag that stuff up, Niles?
My dad was not a wealthy man by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
More people owed him than he had.
Because
he was in a business, people didn't pay their bills.
Right.
Okay. So anyhow, when my mom's dementia kicked in, what do you think she remembered about my dad? Not the good times raising four boys on the farm, the trips they've been on. She remembered two things.
No will.
That $15,000 attorney bill and the $10,000 funeral bill.
Oh my.
That's the two things my mom would bring up until the dementia got too advanced where she couldn't talk.
Sure.
Talk about a personal mess.
Let's not do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And I used to go, Niles, why didn't you talk to him? I just said I tried. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So also, but keep in mind that your parents' wishes are the utmost priority.
Yes.
What your parents want, it's there. They're the ones that busted their backs.
Their life.
Making $1 an hour years ago, $2 an hour. Some of them were born during the Depression or shortly thereafter.
Right.
They saw World War II. They saw the Korean War. They saw the Vietnam War and other conflicts.
Yes, sir.
They've seen a lot. please listen to what they want. And don't say, oh, that's stupid. Okay.
Bite your tongue.
Bite your tongue, okay? So we have had a conversation with our four kids. They know what our wishes are.
Yeah.
Okay? It's in writing. Mm-hmm. Okay? But remember, like we were just talking off air a little bit, family members sometimes don't like each other when mom and dad are gone.
Yeah.
They want to fight, okay? So we'll take a personal story. Uncle Milford's in the nursing home with advanced dementia. His wife, Janice, my godmother, has had a severe stroke. She's in the same shape that he's in.
Right.
The three daughters, who are like sisters to me, are in so much of a hurry to clean out the house, and they're still alive.
Yeah.
So the oldest daughter, who's 2 months younger than me, called me last night. Niles, you want this, 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 this? I said, what are you doing? Well, we're going through all dad's sheds and we're cleaning up stuff. I said, stop it. Your dad's not dead yet. Just cool it. That stuff's been here for 40, 50 years. It's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
But my point is, families have a tendency not to talk to each other. They'll sit and talk about the Twins, the Vikings, the weather.
Yeah.
Hopefully not politics too much. But they'll talk about stuff maybe doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
Everything else but.
Yeah. But you need to know, my kids need to know, and they do, that I'm going to be dead someday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It could be 2 minutes from now. It could be 30 years from now. Anything in between. So they have to realize that you have to have a plan in place. But before passing away, you need to have other documents in order,
mm-hmm.
such as a health care directive. Does your health care directive include a DNR? Do not resuscitate. Okay? My mom had a DNR on her health care directive.
Okay?
I will probably have one on mine someday.
It's your choice all the way.
I don't want to be zapped by those electric things and my rib cage busted and all that stuff just to be brought back as a vegetable. Okay?
True.
So, and the kids know that, but it's going to be in writing. Okay? So know what your end-of-life wishes are. Okay? Also, and this is a very, very, very touchy situation, what are your parents' financial situation?
People from a particular generation, I think it's not as bad now as it has been, but people in a particular generation, Niles, don't like to share their stuff.
Correct. So what we do, Helene and I do, every 2 months, every quarter, thereabouts, I spend time in the office, nowadays with computers, I go to our investments, print what's there, put it in a book in the safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Helene and I go on this vacation. If we go off the cliff in Glacier National, the big rock comes and takes us out.
Yeah,
the kids know. Okay, there's that book that Dad has.
The three ring binder.
Yep,
folks.
I'm updating it this Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. So our Natalie knows all the passwords and usernames and all that good stuff.
Yep.
It can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could have the rock. All kidding aside, the rock could take us out, okay?
Yep.
But again, have a place, not necessarily knowing what you have for investments. Our kids have no idea.
Right.
Personally, I think at this point in time, it's not in their business.
Yeah, okay? I would agree, right.
But they know where everything is at.
Where to get the information.
Where to get it, okay? And they understand who our attorney is, where the legal documents are at. They know where all that stuff is at.
Okay? Niles, you said that it doesn't matter where you are in your life, that you have to have that exit strategy, that exit plan.
Yep.
If I don't have an estate, is it still?
Let's say you don't own any property.
Okay.
You're renting a house or whatever.
Yeah.
Or an apartment. You have money in the bank.
Okay.
Maybe checking a small savings, maybe a 401k at work.
Okay.
Basically, what you need there is beneficiary designations on all your investments.
Hmm.
On bank accounts, they call it POD, payable on death.
Okay.
Brokerage accounts, like your 401k, would have TOD, transfer on death.
Right.
If you have an insurance policy, such as a life insurance policy or an annuity, a beneficiary designations. So long as you have all your ducks in a row there, there really is no need for a will because you're not transferring property per se. Okay. The stuff in your house, you could write up a simple document. All the stuff in my house, Bob can have it.
Yep.
And here's Tom Kramer's phone number for
if he doesn't get it out within 2 weeks.
Yeah, for a roll off dumpster.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you could handwrite all that up or type it on your computer.
Okay.
And sign in front of a notary and just say, hey, yeah, all the stuff I have on my house, my record collection, you probably have some records, I would think.
Sure, yeah.
Some records, maybe a handgun or rifle of some type, or sure, bow and arrow, maybe some jewelry. Yeah, you can just rail that. That's personal stuff.
Okay.
And Bob, I hate to burst your bubble.
Yeah.
Your girls don't want most of your stuff.
Boy, you know, I've already come to find that out. Nah, Dad, that's okay.
That's okay. You could. Our kids are, hey, can I give you this? Nope.
We already have three.
Yeah. We already have a better TV than you have. But to answer your question, if you're an apartment person, which my wife and I lived in an apartment years ago, too. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't need full-blown stuff. But you still have your ducks in a row.
Yeah.
Okay. Still have the power of attorney. Everybody should have a power of attorney.
Sure.
Bar none.
Yep.
Health care director. Everybody should have a health care director. Very important documents while you're alive. But the conversation with your parents can be a very touchy situation. So what some of our clients have done, either they were the parents or they are the kids of the parents.
Yeah.
Come and talk to me first. Kind of break the ice.
Yep.
Okay, Niles. Here's what we want to do. Could we have a family meeting in your conference room? Sure. Why not? Why wouldn't I do that?
Do you wear that black and white striped shirt then? The zebra shirt?
The yellow flag.
Exactly,
I can throw.
Exactly right.
But again, so an estate plan is very important. Also, keep in mind that if you're leaving your estate, I should say your 401ks, IRAs, other tax-qualified plans, if it's a husband or wife situation, if one of them passes away, not a big deal. It usually goes to the surviving spouse.
True.
Not a taxable event, so long as they keep it in a tax-qualified plan. But when you leave tax-qualified money, when I say tax-qualified money, it's all the retirement accounts you could think of. 401k, 403b, 457, TSA, the IRAs, the whole probably missing a few. So when you leave that money to a non-spouse, such as a brother, sister, your kids, nephews, nieces, that type of thing, they got to pay taxes on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They have two choices, only two. Secure Act 2.0 was enacted this last January, a year and a half ago, let's call it. So they have two choices. Let's say when I die, let's say Helene predeceased me. God forbid, of course, but Helene predeceases me, and I have four kids, of course. Everybody knows that. And let's say I left each of them $100,000,
right,
just to pick a random number.
Right.
So all four of them can decide on their own what they want to do. They could take the $100,000 as a lump sum payment, have the institution where the money's coming from withhold federal and state income tax. Then when they do their taxes next year, how they get a 1099, and hopefully they've held enough taxes out. If they didn't, they got to pay more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, could also throw them into a higher tax bracket, more than likely. Also,
right?
Or they could say, "I want to do an inherited IRA or a beneficial IRA." Basically, means the same thing, where I can let the money sit for up to 10 years in an inherited IRA. But at the end of the 10 years, I got to cash it in.
Okay,
the whole thing and pay taxes at that time. Or I could piecemeal it out over the next 10 years.
When something like that happens, when you are willed. An IRA or something.
Yep.
Do you have to pay? You don't have to pay taxes then.
If you take the payment, you do.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you leave it, you pay taxes as you take money out.
Gotcha.
Now think about what tax rates could be doing in the future.
Oh, they're going down, I hear.
Which one of these TV screens told you? It must be on the left that told
exactly.
you that, Bob.
You're right.
The left one tells you that. Okay. But anyhow, yeah. So again, leaving IRAs to your family, you could be leaving a tax bomb to them also. So if you do want to leave IRAs to a charity, it might make more sense, such as your church, because as under current tax law, they don't pay any taxes on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
So that's one thing, too. So also know who your parents are working with. Who's their CPA? Who's their attorney? Who's their financial advisor? Who do they confide in when it comes to estate planning? We furnish all of our clients, even the three-ring binder, with my business card, Denise's business card in it, Niles Jr., Natalie, Kevin, whoever they're working with at the office,
mm-hmm.
along with their the attorney, and then they can put their own CPA in there. The kids know who to call when something happens.
Right.
So that would be part of the three-ring binder. So, again, we've talked about, we've been doing this show 11 years come this October, I think. We've talked about estate planning at least once every 4, 5, 6 weeks.
Okay.
There is no reason not to have an estate plan. You can't procrastinate. You don't know. Grab the St. Cloud Times every day. There's younger people in there every day, okay? You don't know when your time is going to be up. And you, if you're laying up the St. Cloud Hospital, you've been in a bad car accident, probably the last thing you want to be thinking about is estate planning, okay? So a true story before we get 1 minute to get to the news.
Sure.
I was hospitalized back in 2005 with a pneumonia that was a pretty tough one. It was very comforting to know that the estate plan was in place at that time. This is 2005, Bob. That's 19 years ago.
Exactly, okay? Right. Yeah.
So my wife, I think Natalie brought the three-ring binder in, and we sat down in the hospital with my wife, Natalie. I don't know which one of the boys were there.
Natalie must have been a kid.
Well, no, Natalie, she was in her early 20s.
Okay.
Yeah, at the time.
All right.
And my brother was there and my mom was there, but it was very comforting to know that if I would have checked out with that pneumonia, that things would have been in order.
Absolutely. Okay. Niles Gens is not alone in his experience. I hope that you survived yours like he did his, and I hope that the little light came on. Not the one at the end of the tunnel.
No, not that little one.
The one inside your head and said, oh, I'd better get my stuff together. Folks, you can do that. 258-3688. Give Gens Financial a call online at GensFinancial.com. That is why Niles Gens is here, because you need to know. Their phone number, 258-3688. They are online at GensFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. Workshops for August, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Workshops for June on the shelf, July on the shelf as well.
They are on the shelf for in-person, but we do have available that you can watch it on your computer.
That's right.
Or your smart device. So give us a call, 320-258-3688. Whoever answers the phone can take your name and your phone number and your email, and they'll email you the presentation. And so you can watch the whole thing. You can stop and go backwards, whatever you want to do. I think it's actually almost nicer than sitting in a restaurant, because you could pause. It's like watching a movie at home, Bob.
That's right. You can hit pause.
You can hit pause, and you can rewatch it
go
again.
Go get a snack.
Yeah, go get a snack. So, again, available. We recorded that in March of this year, so it's fresh. It's just a presentation that we did at the Holiday Inn here in town. So you're able to watch it, stop and go. So give us a call. We'll send you a email with the link to watch it. And I think that's what I would do. So why we're not doing it in June and July is that we're so backed up from the workshops we've done since the first of the year that we're still having people coming in for March and April workshops that are still making first appointments, second appointments, third appointments, that type of thing. But so we're a little bit backed up. That's why we cooled it for the July. Always we don't do workshops. Yeah. But that's why we didn't do any in June.
You suppose Kevin's going to want to do those Social Security workshops over at the library again?
Yep, we're going to start those up again probably August, late July. Yeah. Kevin first approached me, he wanted to do those. So, great, good idea. I never thought of the overwhelming response that he booked. Was it one night, I believe? And that room holds a lot of people. It's that big room.
It's the Mississippi room.
Yep, that room. So that's a huge room. So he filled that four times.
Right.
I mean, full. Okay. So again, we'll be doing those again, probably starting in very late July or first part of August. And I'll let everybody know. On here.
What a nice surprise to have, finding out that people are that hungry for that kind of knowledge.
Yep, Niles. And I went to one of them. I think I went to the second or third one just to kind of observe.
Yeah.
Not to make Kevin nervous when Niles is sitting in the room, which I didn't sit where he could see me, but he knew I was there.
Yeah.
It still surprises, it doesn't surprise me. I knew this. People have different ideas how Social Security works.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do these presentations, we're just giving you our interpretation on Social Security. Because there's something, usually one guy in the room goes, well, this is how I did it. I go, good. Great that worked out for you.
Yes.
But for the other dozens and dozens of people in this room, let's not get in an argument because that might not work for the other person sitting next to you.
Everybody's different.
Everybody's, that's the unique thing about Social Security. It's not cut and dry where everybody's the same. So
yep.
Be careful on that. So we're going to talk one thing to Bob. You and I have talked about this off air. We've talked about it many times. What is your identity going to look like once you and I are not sitting and late broadcasting or against financial anymore?
You know what? I had a story earlier this morning that really illustrates this. So there's a quarterback that plays for Cincinnati, the Bengals, right? Joe Burrow. He is worried about his football mortality, that he calls it football mortality. Okay. What am I going to do when it's over? What?
Okay.
You're a football player. Put your millions of dollars in the bank somewhere.
You also have one of the highest contracts in football.
Exactly right.
Joe, I think you'll be okay.
But if it happens to those people, imagine.
Yeah, because he's played football probably since he's 5-6 years old.
Sure. What else is there?
That's all he knows how to do. Hopefully he paid attention to college a little bit, and hopefully has a good financial advisor.
I hope they taught him the rule of 72.
Yep, I hope they did, yeah. So identity loss, why we bring this up, and I knew this a couple weeks ago, and I think I brought it up. 2024 is called the peak 65 zone.
This is nuts.
Okay? There are more people turning 65 in the United States this year than ever before and ever will be.
Yeah.
Okay? 2024. So if you're turning 65 this year, you're part of the peak zone. There's an estimated 11,200 people turning 65 in the United States every day.
Every day.
Every day. Okay?
Golly.
So you may think, so?
No wonder Social Security is going to be broke.
That's it. Wonder why Social Security is being stressed. Because people weren't supposed to live this long.
Yeah.
You know, when Social Security came about, during the Depression, during the 30s.
Yeah. Yep.
People, life expectancy was 57.
Mm-hmm.
You think the Social Security figured out, let's pay them full at 65. You got to make it anyhow.
That's right. Good plan.
Okay. So, but again, this identity loss. Right now, Bob, if you and I look at our typical day.
Yes, sir.
Your typical day starts as early as mine does.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up at 4:30-ish. You come to work. I take my dogs outside.
Right.
Okay. But then I'm usually in the office by 6:30-ish. I know I'm working full blast all day long. First appointment's at 9, so I'm prepping, getting things ready. I know I have an appointment every hour on top of the hour throughout the day.
Right.
Okay, all the way through. And that has been used to be 5 days a week, 5.5 days a week. But now for me personally, the staff has cut it back to 4 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to lose that routine once I fully retire. And that full retirement is many years down the road, by the way.
Right.
Okay. But if I went cold turkey, you know, I told the staff to hypothetically that come January 1, 2025, see ya.
Yeah.
I'm not coming in anymore. They would probably start laughing for one thing.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Okay. But if I went cold turkey, January 1 of 25 means I didn't go to the office. I had nothing to do with the office. That would be not only a strain on myself, but more than like to Helene too. Okay. But my point is my identity the last 44 years come this August has been against financial.
Right.
That's who I am.
Right.
Okay. So it was kind of neat at that shredding event we did last Friday. There's people walked up and said, "Hey, Niles, how you doing?" I'm pretty good at remembering people. I said, "Have we met?" "No, I listened to the radio show. I recognized your voice." Okay. Do I sound taller on the radios? I always say, much better looking on the radio.
You know, too. You do have the thing for the faces, though. You do remember people.
Oh, yeah. 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 I remember every client that I see, no matter where I see
them. Yeah. That's too funny when they come up. "Oh, I recognize that voice."
Yeah. Yeah. And you still talk to me.
No, yeah. Just kidding.
So, but anyway, we need to create an identity for retirement. How do we create that identity? Do things. Okay, Niles doesn't go against financial anymore, but he goes to XYZ on Tuesday, he goes this place on Wednesday, he goes here on Thursday. You need to develop some kind of routine in retirement that's going to make your retirement worth being retired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and not just sit in the house and irritate your spouse all day
long. It's the beginning of your new life, for gosh sakes.
Yep, yep. So again, create an identity so you know what retirement's going to look like for you. Start creating that identity now. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've talked before, you know, when I do slow down a little bit, you know, taking a culinary class, might even taking a woodworking class so I can make things square. I could cut, you know, cut all the boards the same length. Maybe would be a good idea.
I blame the saw.
The blade wavers on me once in a while. But the point is create an identity so you know what your retirement's going to look like, and you want to practice that identity building pre-retirement. So before you get into retirement, or recreate the volunteering, or recreate the, I'm going to work part-time somewhere.
Yeah.
I know I'd like to travel to either northern Minnesota to go fishing, you know, that type of stuff. So create some kind of environment that you're going to be, some, stay active, be socially active, you know, belong to maybe a Bible study, a church, or another organization where you can go to on a weekly basis. Create an identity in retirement.
And just because you are retired, that does not mean that you can't give your old buddies at work a call and say, hey, let's go out to lunch.
Yep. Stay in contact. Like
Greg. You can pay.
Yeah. You work it. I'm not. So before we wrap up today, I do want to wish a special happy birthday. I do have a granddaughter turning 8 years old today. She is listening. So happy birthday, Quinn. And hopefully we get to see you this weekend somewhere along the way. So happy birthday, Quinn.
Very nice.
Yep.
8 years old.
Yep. We're getting, you know, when these grandkids have birthdays?
They do.
They do. That means we're getting older, Bob.
We don't have birthdays anymore, do
no,
we?
No, we skip right we over stop. Those. We yeah. stop counting those. But, it's true. But happy birthday, Quinn. Hopefully you have a great day with your dad. His dad's taking her off for breakfast, I think, here shortly.
All right. And don't forget, Quinn, Father's Day is Sunday.
Well, yeah. they call that Grandfather's Day, too.
They do?
Yeah, I just made that up.
All right. Very good. Niles, appreciate you coming in today.
Yeah, and we'll talk soon.
As always, every Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock, Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services. The phone number is 258-3688. They are online, of course, at GensFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.